Well, welcome back and or welcome anew to the Further Faster podcast. I'm Joseph McClendon III, and I'll be your guide, your host, and maybe even your mentor on this leg of your journey to do exactly what the name implies, which is to help you go further, faster, and become more wealthy. And around here, wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. And today is going to be on that first topic, and that is to be healthier. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to show you three things that are going to help you go further, faster in that area of your health, your vitality, your energy, and especially for those of you that might want to, let's say, shed a few pounds, have more energy, and look better. So grab a pad and paper and something you can take notes with, and I'll be right back with this version of the Further Faster podcast. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. Without a doubt, and we've heard this our entire lives, that our health is the most valuable thing that we possess. Without it, we don't have a life. Our health, there's nobody, I've heard this so many times about my life, that nobody on their deathbed says, I wish I had more money. They go, I wish I had more health. I wish I had more life left. And the quality of our lives is the quality of our health, the quality of the things that we're able to do, the things that we're able to accomplish, the way that we enjoy our lives, all comes down to how good we feel. How good we feel, how good we process things, how good we think, and all of those things. All of those things are tied to this thing called health. But what is health? Health is that energetic state, if you will, and this is just my definition of it, that energetic state where all of our cells, all of our organs, and every piece of us is functioning in concert harmonically with each other. Said differently, we are designed to have energy. We are designed to stay youthful. We are designed to go through this life with an abundance of energy, as a matter of fact, and to continue to regenerate ourselves, and our cells do exactly what is needed. That's the process of health. When any of those things are out of whack, that's going to affect the other. And so today, I'm going to share with you some things, actually three things in particular, that are going to help you on that journey and that piece of you to help you go further faster. And I say this because I recently did something, and I'm only going to use myself as an example of possibility, not an example of the way that things should be. I don't consider myself some shining example of the way that things should be by any stretch of the imagination. And I will say before I tell you that I have for actually almost four decades now had the privilege of teaching health courses and health retreats to now millions of people around the world. And my outcome is always to get a result, not just to give information, because as we know, knowledge is not power. It's only potential power. I always say people that want to lose weight, they don't lose weight because they don't know how to lose weight. Everybody knows how to lose weight. You just stop eating so much and eat the right foods and move your body and you will lose weight. It's physics. So it's not knowledge. Everybody knows how to lose weight. We just don't do what we know. And so I'm not only going to share with you something to do, but I'm going to tell you how to do it and show you how that you'll show up that way. And it'll be really, really easy. So the reason I decided to talk about this today is because I just recently, and I just got the information back yesterday. I got the report back yesterday. I am going to be in another, less than 3 months from now. It is August today's the 15th or the 16th of August, 2023. And in just 3 months, I'm going to be 70 years old, 70 years old. And if you're looking at me now, this is going to sound arrogant. I hope it doesn't. I probably don't look 70 years old to you, and I probably don't sound 70 years old. And if you're feeling my energy, you don't feel 70-year-old energy, or at least what we think of a 70-year-old man would look like. And the reason I share this with you is it's been about 2 months ago that I did it. I got a full body scan and workout and a workover and all that, my blood work and all of that stuff. And it came in pieces, but the last piece came in yesterday. And as it turns out, from my tip of my toes to the top of my head, I have the physiology, I have the internal organs, I have the Chronicle Age. I have the Chronicle Age of 70 or close to 70, but all those other things, 35 years old. One of them went up to 38 years old. And I say that not to brag or to boast. And it has all come that way. Obviously, I was delighted to see that. But it comes this way as a result of some of the things that I'm going to share with you today. And the other thing is I just got back from doing an event with my dear friend, Tony Robbins. And the last day of this particular event is the health and wellness, which is one of the things I've been doing for close to 40 years in addition to my own events. Is health and wellness. And I had everybody close their eyes and imagined a 70-year-old man, and then I had them open their eyes, and it was me. And again, at the risk of sounding arrogant, I can see the comments that are coming in, because this was a virtual event, by the way, and it was international, 6,000-plus people all over. And the comments that were coming back was they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. And so the reason I share all of that with you is this. All of us want to have more energy. All of us want to, let's just say, stave off disease. All of us want to look better as we age in our lives. And I'm not here just to say that it's possible. I use myself as an example of that it is probable if you do a few things simply. And so today I'm going to talk to you about three very, very simple things and very super, super simple things, adjustments that you can make without any extra money, and really without any extra time, and to do something that you already do that will help you in all of those areas. And I'm going to use these initials, the CDC. Right now, whenever we think of the CDC, it stands for, out there in the world, the Center for Disease Control. And that's what this is, but it's not what we've been led to believe, which is, you know, a group of people that are somewhere that are saying and regulating, you know, the different types of drugs that we use and the different things and the recommendations for things and to prevent disease. And we've all come through the pandemic, and that's what we heard the most about it. And that these experts tell us what to do. Well, you want to hear something interesting? Was I watched all of that stuff, as I'm sure you did as well. And I watched, and I actually dove deeper than most people. And I watched a lot of the meetings and a lot of the people that were handing out this information. And you know what? Most of them were not the picture of health. Were not the picture of health. Especially, I watched from the beginning of the pandemic towards the end of the pandemic, and the level of unhealthiness that came across was astounding to me, the amount of weight gain. And which, by the way, let me back up for a second. It doesn't matter where you start. Right now is the place to start. And I'm not casting any aspersions on you if you're overweight or underweight, if you're unhealthy or whatever it is. I love you and I want the best for you. And if you're happy where you are, then keep doing what you're doing, and that's great. And if you're looking to go further, faster, that's why I'm doing this here. Because the polls have it that most people are very dissatisfied with their physical condition and the way that they feel and their energy and the way that they look and all those things. As a matter of fact, I think it's upwards of 60% of, I'm sorry, close to 70%, at least of the United States, are at least 20 pounds overweight. And then, I forget what the number is, but it was close to in the 80s of those people are borderline obese. And that obesity is bringing about a lot of challenges within people as well. So you can go do your own research, check that out. But if you're one of those people, you've come to the right place for some help, because it's as the old saying goes, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago, and the next best time is right now. So here we are right now. And so having said that, having watched all these people going through this, it dawned on me again that, you know, people are not practicing what they preach. And disease, I have a different understanding of it. It's dis-ease. In other words, you're not feeling good. You're not feeling good. When you're sick, you don't feel good. When you're tired, you don't feel good. When your muscles hurt, when your bones hurt, when you have challenges going on internally, you don't feel good. So it's dis-ease. You're not going through your life with ease. And that's whether it's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension, any of the things that plague us in mass right now, they all carry with them a few things in common. And this is not about as much about what to eat, which is what you might expect. This is about how to eat and what to do with your body throughout your life. And so the CDC, as I said before, the Center for Disease Control, I want you to think of yourself as you are your own center of disease control. You are your own center of dis-ease control. We should not outsource that to anybody else but ourselves. Yeah, should we listen to other people? And I'm honored that you're listening to me right now. And the person that makes the biggest difference with regard to your own health is you. You. And as soon as we go, okay, listen, it's up to me, not to somebody else, and we stop and we break the hypnosis that has been prevalent throughout our entire lives, whether it has been the media or advertisements or whatever, even when you walk in the store, the placement of the foods and where they are, of what to eat, when to eat, you're being manipulated through the whole process of how to be. Not to mention, we've been the people that taught us to eat were our parents in most cases, or the people that raised us, and they didn't necessarily have the best information. And it's evidence, you know, that the lifespan of people is decreasing. You know, you hear it all over the place. Well, you know, men can live healthier longer than ever. Yeah, they can, but they're not. So having said all of that, my CDC is very, very simple. And I'm gonna tell you about these things. And when you get them, you're gonna go, okay, well, I can do that. And so my first CDC, the first C stands for chew. Chew. And I want you to write this down. C-H-E-W. Chew your food. Now you might think that, well, that's simple. And what does that have to do with my health? Well, let me help you out. I'll start off by saying this. Our body is designed to keep these three things going on all the time. Oxygen, so that we can, you know, the oxygen supplies our cells with what they need. We have to breathe. That's number one. Next, nutrition. And then next, the ability to get rid of whatever waste is going on. Of those three, the number one thing is oxygen, obviously. We'll talk a little bit about that here in a second. But the second thing is nutrition. The things that we eat, the things that we put in our mouths on a regular basis. And as a matter of fact, I actually consider breathing part of nutrition as well, because it's something that's coming in as well as the D that I'm going to talk about here. But I'm going to say this. If I gave you a banana and you never ate a banana before, you would go, wow, this tastes good. This is a new flavor in my mouth. I like this. I've never met a person on the planet that doesn't like bananas. But you would rarely, if ever, ask me for another one. Matter of fact, think about it in your life. How many times have you ever eaten more than one banana? Maybe a banana and a half every once in a while, but for the most part, hardly ever. Did you ever wonder why? Well, let me start here. A banana has 99% of all the nutrients that your body needs to flourish. Not just stay alive, but to flourish. All of the nutrients. And nutrients are just the substances, the things that our cells need to carry out their tasks, which are to reproduce themselves and to create compounds, whether it's saliva or blood or whatever it is. That's what our cells do. And if they don't have those nutrients, then guess what? They're going to go get them. That's how we stay alive. And they'll leach them from your bones, your organs, and things like that. That's the aging process. So you could literally live on bananas alone. There are a couple of foods like that. I think coconuts as well. But you could live on bananas alone. But the reason why you wouldn't want another one is because when you bite into a banana, or anything for that matter, your mouth produces saliva, and saliva is an acid that immediately starts to break down that food. The reason it does it, because you've heard this before, digestion starts in the mouth. So when it breaks down that food, it literally, because your tongue, by the way, your tongue sends those messages directly to your brain first. And so it diagnoses what nutrients are in that banana, and it tells the brain, well, we got all that we need in this banana. We don't need another one. So it sends signals throughout the rest of the body, your stomach and all those things. It just says, we're not hungry for another one. Let's eat this banana and we're going to be fine. And that mechanism works all of the time, except for if I gave you a bag of McDonald's French fries or a bag of potato chips or anything like that. You're going to eat those buggers until they're gone. As a matter of fact, if you're watching me, you'll lick your finger and wipe the bag and get the morsels that are out at the bottom. You'll keep on eating. And that goes with candy. That goes with any and everything else that's not good for you. And here's the reason why. Because for a couple reasons. Number one, the foods that, especially processed foods that we've been given, have been chemically altered to shut off that mechanism in our brain and in our tongue, to shut it off. So, and not to mention the food that we're eating has little or no nutritional value. So what's the brain going? Keep eating. We need more because we don't have enough nutrition here. We need more. And that's why we keep eating. And this is one of the foundational understandings of why we eat so much, why we overeat so much. Because we're eating because our body is saying we don't have enough food. We don't have enough nutrition. And we keep on eating. And which, by the way, once you become 20 pounds overweight, that mechanism starts to shut off on its own. So the first C is chew your food. Why? Because when you chew your food, you're going to create more saliva and your brain is going to go, well, wait a minute. Because by the way, can you eat nutritional food and swallow it without chewing it and the signal not going to your brain? The answer is yes. So a couple things happen when you chew your food. You chew your food and the brain says, we need something else other than this stuff that you're chewing because it doesn't have any nutritional value, and you'll start to crave something else other than the processed food that you're eating. That's the way the brain works. The other thing that happens when we chew our food, guess what? As we say, the digestion process, which is breaking that food down so that the stomach and the rest of the body doesn't have the work that it needs to do to produce more acid, to produce more what it takes to break that food down so that it can go through your system. So the first thing you do is you should chew. You've heard this before, at least 30 times, if not 40 times. Choose. Break that. It's called your bolus, to break it down into something that slides down your throat. Not something that you have to wash down your throat, which is the second thing, by the way. And that is drink. The D stands for drink. So chew your food for all the reasons I said before. Take a bite of something and chew it up. Obviously, this does come with a strong suggestion of eating the right kinds of food. Eat organic food. Eat more fruits and vegetables, all of those things. I don't have to tell you about that. You're smart enough to know what that is. You're smart enough to know to go into the supermarket and know that everything that is not on the outside there, 90% of everything that's on the inside there, it ain't good for you because it's processed. The stuff on the outside are the things, the fruits and vegetables and the poultry and the fish and all those things on the outside there. And be careful with those as well. Those are the things that you find in nature. Do you find Frosted Flakes in nature? No. Do you find Fig Newtons in nature? No. Do you find all of those other things in nature? No. You're still the same animal. Human beings have been around here for 6 million years. The iteration of what we are, Homo sapiens, have been around for 300,000 years. And it's only been in the last couple hundred years that we've had refrigeration and overprocessed food. And it's only been in the last couple hundred years, especially in the last 50 years, that human beings have been on the decline. So all of that to say, you're smart enough to know, to fill your basket with mostly foods that are going to be good for you and then chew that stuff up. Next, the D stands for drink. Drink. Obviously, there's two things I want you to do. Number one, drink lots and lots of water. You know, one of the things that I teach is when we're talking about the amount of water that we should drink, there's an old saying that you should drink half your body weight in ounces every day. What does that mean? Now, obviously, if you're 200 pounds, you want to drink 100 ounces of water per day. But, how many of you are going to drink that? Most of us are not going to be conscious enough or aware enough of it to do that. So I've got a very, very simple process that you can do that just works. And that is this: set your timer on Siri or whatever and tell her to have you drink a glass of water every 2 hours. That's it. Don't make it any more complicated than that. You're going to get enough and more than enough water to do that. Now, it does come with a disclaimer, if you will, or maybe a little bit of warning. In the very beginning, you're going to be going to the bathroom a lot, and that's okay. That's your body cleansing itself out. After that, it'll start to taper off, and you're going, well, what's going to happen to that water that's inside of you? Well, listen up. Your water leaves you several different ways, obviously through urination, obviously through defecation, but most people don't understand that we're always sweating, always. Not a lot, you know, obviously when you work out a lot or you're in the sun, you're going to sweat more when you see it on your body, but it's constantly, your body is constantly dissipating and getting rid of water through your skin. And the fourth way is as we breathe. Every time you breathe out, you're breathing out water. You don't believe me? You've seen it before. Take your phone or take your mirror and go breathe on that mirror and it will fog up. That's water leaving you, and you breathe all day long. Well, guess what? When you start drinking water, you start using it more. And because that is the body's cleansing mechanism. When you get rid of water, whether it's through sweat or through your air or whatever, it's getting the poisons and the toxins out of you as well. So drink your water. The second thing is, with regard to drinking, only drink water. Sip your water while you're eating your food. And it's obvious when I said to chew your food, you chew your food. And as you're chewing your food, most people, here's what happened. They don't chew maybe three or four times before they grab whatever, a Coke or something like that, and wash it down. Don't do that. Reason being is that when it goes into your system, when you're doing that, you're washing it down, you're defeating the purpose of chewing it, and your brain doesn't get all the things that we said before. I'm going to take a short break. When I come back, I'm going to finish up about when and why to drink the proper amounts of water and when I come right back. So I'll see you in just a few minutes, and I'm going to talk to you about the proper way to drink. Hey, what's good? It's me, Joseph McClendon III. And let me get real with you just for a second. Now, you've probably heard me talk about this before, something that I call the thieves of our dreams. Procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, self-loathing, imposter syndrome, and fear of rejection. Well, let me ask you a question. What if you could not only retrain your brain and your nervous system to automatically default to your absolute best thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, but you could also do the same for others that are going through difficult times and challenges in their own lives and things that are stopping them from creating the life of their desires? Well, this is what I call neuroencoding. And at the risk of sounding arrogant, these are the same tools, methods, and strategies in neuroscience that I've used to operate in the upper 5% of all of my own businesses, especially as a coach, a speaker, and a presenter for the last 30 plus years. The Neuroencoding Institute provides you with the knowledge, the tools, and unmatched support to become a certified neuroencoding specialist and guide you to the life of wealthiness. And remember, wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. Go to neuroencoding.com to speak to an enrollment specialist today, and I look forward to serving you at the highest level.
You're enjoying this episode on Angel Phoenix Productions Podcast Network. To explore a complete lineup of quality programs and media production services, head on over to angelphoenix.com or like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Angel Phoenix Productions.
All right, back at you. When I left, I was talking about when and how and why to drink water. Obviously, you want to drink your water, all the amounts that I said, drink a glass of water every 2 hours, and your body will start to, by the way, your body starts to use water the way it's supposed to. Because we're not drinking enough water, here's what happens. Your body starts to conserve it. It's just like anything else. If your body starts to conserve it, then guess what? It's not going to function as well as it is. That is why, and you'll notice when you urinate, if you're dehydrated, it's really, really yellow because it's concentrated because you're not getting enough water. So you want to drink enough water that it's flowing through you, flowing through all of those methods. When it does, then guess what? Your body's going to start using it for the other methods, which are to use your cells, to hydrate your cells, to hydrate your brain, hydrate all of that stuff. So you'll have more energy. Water conducts electricity. So I also left off, don't drink water or don't drink I say water because, by the way, when you start drinking more water, you start drinking less sodas and coffees and things like that. And obviously, don't get me started on that. That stuff's not good for you anyway. There's no coffee streams or soda streams or, you know, or babbling brooks of sugary drinks anywhere. What comes out of the ground, what comes out of nature for you is water. That's what you're designed to do. And so part of the reason, obviously, you don't want to wash your food down is you're cheating your saliva. You're cheating your system that I talked about before. But the other thing is, well, even once you've chewed your food, if you wash it down, once it gets to your stomach, that food, that bolus gets to the stomach, it is broken down with acid. Very, very strong acids, different types of acids that break your food down into a semi-solid mush, if you will, so that it goes through your intestine so that your intestine can filter out the nutrients out of that food and pass the rest of it on to be eliminated. But guess what? When you drink while you're eating food, especially just to wash it down, it dilutes the acid in your stomach. So it doesn't work as effective. And what that means is the body has to produce more and more acid in order to at least halfway get the job done. And if it doesn't get enough done, then guess what? Diastolic motion is going to start happening, which is that the muscles that are in your intestine squeezing, it's going to pull that food through that's undigested, causing more and more problems. So drink water 20 minutes before and 20 minutes after. Can you sip some water during the process? The answer is yes. But check this out. If you are drinking, or shall I say, when you're drinking the proper amounts of water and you're chewing your food, then guess what? Your body is going to use some of that water to create what? Saliva. And we already talked about that. And that saliva just doesn't stay in the mouth. You swallow it, and it continues to be part of the digestive process. Remember, if you're sloshing around, whether it's a Coke or something like that, especially sugary drinks and things like that, it's going to augment that process. It's going to denigrate that process. And guess what? It takes more energy. This is why we get tired. Most of us have experienced when we eat food, half hour later, you're nodding off and you're tired. Well, that's probably the reason, one of the reasons why. Is because now your body's got to use all of that energy to create more acid and digest that food. Instead, when you eat food, yeah, you might get a little, lethargic for a moment, but you actually should be getting energy from eating your food. People think that, okay, well, that's what I got coffee for. Well, no, that's not what coffee does. It just dilates your blood vessels, among other things. That's what caffeine does. So I digress. And so all the reasons why to drink your water, and I say water, 20 minutes before and 20 minutes after. That way you've given your body enough time to start the digestive process. You won't dilute it, and your body doesn't have to work so hard to do it. So, CDC, chew your food for all the reasons that I said. Next, drink your water. Drink every 2 hours, drink a glass of water. The other thing is, you're going to love me for this, and that is, as soon as you wake up in the morning, grab a glass of water. I always sit one by my nightstand and drink it right away. Wakes you up. Water conducts electricity. You get energy from it. You get electricity throughout your body. The last thing is, it's going to sound counterintuitive. It's going to sound, how could this possibly work for me in terms of me becoming healthier? And that C stands for celebrate. Celebrate. Now, celebration means this. Celebrating success. Celebrate your success of anything. And in this case, in any and everything that you do, you've heard me talk about this before, that as soon as you celebrate in any kind, any way, those eyebrows have to come up. There's a smile on your face. You become more optimistic. And the most important thing is your body produces something called dopamine. Now, that dopamine is the euphoric hormone, or some people call it a chemical, that just simply makes you feel good, makes you feel optimistic, makes you feel hopeful. And when that happens, every single time, not some of the time, not most of the time, it's a chain reaction. The brain goes, hey, that feels good. What happened before I got this dopamine hit? What happened just before I got this dopamine hit? And whatever happened before it, the brain is going to go, we like that. Let's do it again. This is how habits are formed. You can do it very, very quickly. You can do it through time. So celebration produces dopamine. Celebration produces that optimism that says, hey, let's do this same thing again. And so here's, remember I said earlier, it's not just knowledge I want to give you. You got some knowledge about what to eat. How to chew and your water drink. That's knowledge. And this is some knowledge here as well, but I want to give you something to do. And that is to do this. Start building a habit of celebrating yourself for anything. Everything, by the way. Now, obviously, you want to do this for every time you drink a glass of water. Go, yeah. And how you celebrate, pat yourself on the back. Put a smile on your face. Shake your ass. Do whatever it is. Acknowledge yourself that, hey, I was just successful on this because success is built on success. You learned how to walk because you stood up and walked. And yeah, you may have fallen over, but there's a part of you that went, hey, I walked a little bit. And you celebrated in some way. Your eyebrows went up. You got optimistic and your brain got dopamine. It's okay, let's try it again. And so the habit of eating right and drinking right and doing all the things that you need to do are going to be accelerated by your celebration. And so what my recommendation is, in addition to those three, the other C and the other D, is start today, even when you finish this podcast, go, hey, I went all the way through that. And then look around at your life and look at all the things that you have accomplished, that you've done, and celebrate, pat yourself on the back, do whatever. Give yourself credit. Give yourself some sort of acknowledgement for the things that you've done. Because here's what happens. In addition to, like I said, when you eat properly, when you drink properly, when you do those things, obviously celebrate that. But everything, start developing that habit. Because here's what happens. Here's the icing on the cake. Here is the coup de grace. Here is the final thing that makes it all work. The more dopamine that you have going through your system, the more healthy you are. Why? Because the cells are going, this feels good. Remember at the top of this, I said, it's all about how you feel. And a feeling is more than just, you know, this emotion that you're going through. Every cell in your body feels good in that moment. Happiness. Listen, I wrote the book on happiness. It's called Get Happy Now. And that is part of it. When you're happier, people live longer, they look better, they stay healthier, they make more money, all of those things. And it all comes down to how much you appreciate yourself, how much you are grateful for the things that are around you as well. So celebrate, 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 celebrate over and over again until that becomes your habit. The more you do it, the more you will do it. And the more you will do it, the more it becomes natural inside of you. And it is, by the way, it already is a natural thing. Babies celebrate all the time. You know, this is what, you know, have you ever seen a little baby? They're just playing with their little fingers, you know, infants, they're doing things and they're happier all the time. Until something makes them unhappy, but then when they get their diaper changed, whatever it is, then guess what? They're back to happy. But guess what? Most babies are healthy, most of them, until we start stuffing crap down their faces and you know, doing all those things. So CDC, chew your food. See, the first C, chew your food for all the reasons that I said before. Create that reflex inside your brain that goes, this is enough nutrients, or I need different food for nutrients. Your brain will do the work. Next, drink water. Drink plenty of water. Drink a glass of water as soon as you wake up and a glass of water every 2 hours. Use your phone. Use technology. You know, I use Siri. I just tell her to remind me to drink a glass of water in 2 hours. Drink that glass of water and go about your day. And then lastly, celebrate. Celebrate with joy who you are, what you've done, what you've become, who you will become. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. And what happens is you will become even more healthy. You will become less, you'll have less dis-ease. And you will become the center for dis-ease control in you. And remember this, always, life is always exactly what you dare to make it. And fortune favors the bold. The trick is to always boldly step up and dare to make your life magnificent. I'm Joseph Benden III. This is the Further Faster Podcast, and I look forward to hearing more about your health, your wellness, and your abundance. I'll see you at the top.
This podcast was a production of Angel Phoenix Productions. Explore more episodes of this show or other great shows on the Angel Phoenix Podcast Network by visiting angelphoenix.com. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of Angel Phoenix Productions or its advertisers, and may contain language that's unsuitable for younger listeners.